Welcome to Ian and Ollie Super Podcast, Minecraft Episode 18, Raw Ores. In this episode, we have a special guest. This will probably be a long one. Anyway, get listening and stay crafting. Alright, topic one, Raw Ores. Why do they need to give us more ores? Why do they need to give us more ores for gold and iron? Weird, huh? I mean, I think it'd be better if iron golems dropped, dropped raw ore. It'd be a little more work to get iron out of a iron ingots. And on the topic two, caves and cliffs first impressions. I think it's pretty good. They gave us new blocks, new items, no new weapons and armor. Yeah, that's a bit upsetting. No copper weapons and no copper armor. It'd be pretty nice to have some of those though. I think the axolotls are the best feature. They're super cute. Very, very, very cute. I also think that... Oh, next episode I should review the bee update. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Alright. Topic number three. Thoughts on Minecraft. This is where a special guest will be joining in. So, Tanner, what have you been doing in Minecraft lately?
When I first started Minecraft, I had, like, no idea what to do. I mean, it's pretty tough. Not recommended for those who hate building. And, I would think about looking for diamonds only until you have 22, and then stock up on a couple diamond weapons, and then go out fighting. Because if you have a diamond sword, and crafting tables. Don't ask me about this subject because I literally have no idea how to work them. I'm not that good at Minecraft, but I'm awesome at topic five.
Sorry, Tanner, I have an email address, so people will probably ask you questions. Okay. It's called ianandolliesuperpodcast@gmail.com.
So I would recommend doing the diamond thing that I recommended because it. Helps you upgrade the game if you have, like, diamond on hand. Alright, my thoughts on... Oh, what I did in Minecraft when I first played? I played in creative mode the first time I played.
I played in the weird Mario mode on survival.
That's the Mario pack. I played in creative mode on regular Minecraft, and it was pretty fun. Sorry, that's my special guest's little sister. Charlotte, please get out of the room. Charlotte, please get out of the room now!
I apologize. She is probably the most annoying person in the world.
Charlotte! Get out of here! Get out of here! Now! Get her out of here, Tanner!
We need to.
No. It's gonna be really funny. Alright. Charlotte, I will not let you. Alright. No. Tanner will pay you $1 if you get out.
No,
that's
won't.
That's your promise.
I will not.
Sorry, I already promised it to her. Alright.
Sorry for that
interruption. The first time I played survival mode, I was in a cross between a snow biome and a forest biome. And there was a village right on the edge of that snow biome. Pretty nice spawn. Yeah, that was probably my best spawn yet. My worst spawn was in a creative world I called Pickle, which was a world that was just snow biome. As far as the eye could see, it's just snowy biomes. as far as the eye could see and as far as I could fly, all the way to the far lands. Alright, now, let's check Minecraft.net for some stuff. I will... Alright, let's read about the beetle. Hang on, no, not the beetle. About that! That was absolute craziness!
You're crazy, yeah.
Yeah. In the world I am now in Minecraft, I have a giant house, a bunch of copper ore, I'm working on a medieval town, a modern city, and you should check out the Spawn Chunks podcast. It's a very nice podcast, and they inspired me to make my own podcast. So thank you, Spawn Chunks. And in the next section, we'll talk about Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. Alright, on to the Zelda part. Tanner?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
You're up.
Okay, so I like I told you, I'm not that good at Minecraft. So I stopped playing it, and I'm playing this new game that I think is the best game ever invented, and it's called The Legend of Zelda.
Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild. And so this episode will be about all how I started, and then next episode there will be one all about Eventide Island. Okay, so
Eventide.
Okay, Eventide. So the thing is, when you start, you have like no weapons, and you see something glittering in the glass. Walk up to it, and if it says A on the bottom, you just press it. It's a tree branch, and those are weapons. And then after you walk out, the game takes control, and you see a man with a file. And here's a hint: he's actually the king of Zelda.
He's the king of Hyrule.
And Zelda is his daughter.
And Zelda is crafting Ganon's castle.
And so you're stuck on a floating island. And
it's not floating. It's actually a giant wall.
It's float.
Okay. It doesn't float. You can't walk under it. I've tried.
Okay, so, and then you find this thing called a plateau tower. It's this thing.
It's the Sheikah Tower.
I don't get the name. So and if you press A for examine when you get close to it,
you unlock the Sheikah Slate.
And then you can teleport there if you defeat one shrine. There's this one thing that you have, and then there are these monsters that you need weapons to face, otherwise it's hopeless, useless, and you die every time. So this is the episode for beginners for Zelda, and then we'll get to masters for Zelda. Tanner, signing off.
All right,
and that's about the end of this episode. So bye. Yep, next episode will be an episode all about Zelda.